Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled An Effective Witness, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Acts 4:20. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. I have just read from the English Standard Version. A true witness does not only speak about Christ occasionally, his entire life becomes a testimony. When the apostles were warned not to speak in the name of Jesus, they responded by saying that they could not stop speaking about what they had seen and heard. Their witness was powerful because their experience with Christ was real and undeniable. Effective witnessing flows naturally from a life that is continually experiencing God. When a believer walks closely with the Lord, spends time in His Word, and yields to the Holy Spirit, his life begins to reflect Christ. His character, his words, and even his decisions begin to point others to God. Many believers struggle with witnessing because they think it only involves preaching or convincing people with arguments. While sharing the message of the gospel is important, the most compelling witness is often a transformed life. When people see the peace, integrity, love, and joy produced by Christ in a believer, they become curious about the source of that life. The goal of witnessing is not merely to win an argument, but to point people to a living Saviour. As we remain connected to Christ, the Holy Spirit will guide us to the right moments and give us the right words to speak. Go into today conscious that your life is a testimony. Let your words and actions consistently point others to Jesus. Prayer. Lord, let my life be a true witness of your saving power. Fill me with boldness and wisdom so that many may come to know you through my testimony. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Matthew 5-7. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.